It's May 15th tonight. Is the first mayoral debate in Toronto, and it happens at the Daily Bread Food Bank. Maggie John, who is the host of our weekend show here on 640 Toronto, will be the moderator for that debate. And there is a record 102 people. Well, wait a minute. Let me rephrase that. 102 entries running to be mayor of the biggest city in Canada. And only, what, five of them will appear today at the debate? I think Mark Saunders said, no, thanks, I'm going to pass. By the way, the recent polling has Olivia Chow in the lead with 36% of the decided vote, followed by Mark Saunders, who is tied. Well, he's now at 18%. And then Josh Matlow, who was tied with Mark Saunders last week, is now at 10% of the vote. But listen, there's more than just those three running for mayor of the city of Toronto. I'd like to welcome onto the show Rick Lee, program manager for 102.1 The Edge and candidate for the mayor of Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Wow, I love that. Can you say that one more time? Because
Rick Lee, program manager for 102.1 The Edge and candidate for mayor of Toronto.
That's
the biggest city, the New York of Canada, Rick.
Wow. I feel like I'm in the New York of all shows right now, being with you.
Do you?
Yeah, but at the same time, I was not invited to this debate at all.
No. Listen, you've got something better. You have time with me,
yes.
And you can talk about all the platforms you're running on. Why did you decide to do this? I mean, was it just on a lark because it's $200 and some names?
Yeah, that would be it.
Yeah.
I don't want to make a mockery of the process because, you know, God bless the elections and all, but I just thought this
Yay,
was...
Yay, democracy.
Too simple.
Yeah.
Really? And I get my money back. Do you know that?
You get your money back
yeah,
if you lose?
I have to. Well, even if I win, which I...
What?
My boss said, what if you win? I was like, it's not going to happen. But if it does, I'll demand a recount because that's not going to happen. But yeah, I just got to fill out these forms and then I get my money back, which is just what I was going to say, that if it was like $1,000, I would be out. No way.
What if it was a $999?
Maybe.
That would have to be funny. You went down. This is the thing that kills me the most. Friday, yeah. You get in there. It's deadline day. And I keep talking about, okay, we've got an hour till this ridiculousness closes. And, you know, we're already at a record number of people that are want to be mayor of Toronto, at least throw their name into the ring. Rick, you are number 90, is that right?
Correct, number 90.
Why are you so impatient? Like, that could be a major flaw. If you just would have waited, because there are 102 in, your program manager for 102.1 The Edge, could you not have waited and said, I'm going to see how many people, once we get to 101, I'm going, and take my money?
Well, you know what? I could have waited till we got, like, 639, and I could have been 640. If that was
yeah, but then you'd have to be my program manager, and I think
you wouldn't want that.
Maybe you'd have to arm wrestle Amanda
well,
for that.
Well, the thing is, I think number 102 might have been the dog you mentioned.
What do you mean a dog?
Well, you were mentioning earlier about spoiled animals. That one dog that's running, Molly, from Sochi,
Russia.
Does
she know that you're referring to her as a dog?
Yep.
Because that's a bit much. I think you're going to lose some voters right now.
You know what? The canine's going to have more votes than I do.
So she's literally a dog.
Yes.
I have not heard about this until now. There's a dog running. How is that even possible?
I don't know. See, how is it possible that I'm in the race here? Like my name, Rick
$200 and 25 people.
And I get that money back, too. So
you get the money back.
Yeah. And I had to, they even said, they were great, by the way, the City Hall staff. They were like, you can endorse yourself as well.
Oh, why were you hurting for names?
I was. Okay, no, I wasn't. I had my signatures. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't put down the postal code. And then they were like, oh, we can't endorse this one. I was like, oh, that was mine. So I had to just put my postal code down and there it is. I'm endorsed.
What if, let's talk seriously
okay.
though, because it is serious. It's a big job. Our city is in serious trouble in so many ways. What if by some freak occurrence, because it's on there. What if somebody starts a major campaign? You know, you are the program manager for 102.1, one of the biggest rock stations in the country. What if you actually become mayor of Toronto? Is that even something that you're
at this moment? I just intervened and just thought about that because you mentioned it. It's something that I don't know. It is would be scary and crazy. I think they would change the whole process if that ever happened.
Well, they should change the process, right? Wouldn't you agree?
I think so. Like even
there's a dog in the race, for gosh sake.
am I allowed to even run? I even asked him too. I was like, does my occupation, because what did, I'm talking.
What does your boss think of this?
She said the exact same thing that you said. Yeah. Like, what if you win?
Because she's going to be left in the lurch. Because you're going to be, how can you turn that down? You get a fancy, you get a chain to wear.
Well,
and then you get a window seat.
Do I
on
get
the
to live
hall?
In the city?
You don't
city
get
hall.
To live there, not oh. like you do here, but you oh, might dang. Not know this. We don't make much in radio. So he's like, I don't know, what room are you shacked up in? There's a lot of, you're just sleeping under a desk?
Yes, right here. I've never been in this room too, so it's beautiful. So I might use this room.
Well, listen, yeah. City, the mayor's office of City Hall is pretty impressive.
Very impressive.
Like, people can egg you. If you upset them, they can egg you from outside.
Oh, they don't need to be upset to egg me. They'll be egging me in this whole process. I bet you there's some people going, who is this clown right now talking?
Yeah, and who are you? Tell us a little bit about yourself for the voters. Maybe you'll get some votes.
Well, I'm just a normal person. I didn't even grow up here.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in, I was born in Campbellton, New Brunswick, and I grew up in the West, and I moved here in 2019.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about the city of Toronto?
I just love everything. You, of course. Come on now. Winning votes already.
Well, you're doing something, and I think we all know what it is.
The one thing I love about the city of Toronto is just the traffic. I love.
You love the traffic. Oh, you love so the congestion.
Much. Yes.
You love the smell of
so
fuel
beautiful.
Burning.
Yeah. Just
churning it. With the smell of sewage.
Yeah, and just like one street of the TTC just not, you know, being able to use that for 4 years or 5 years. Oh, it's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah. What would you, what's the one thing you, if you did, okay, let's just pipe dream it.
Okay.
Rick Lee, you actually win. Maybe it's in another universe because you keep talking about how you get
your
money.
Yeah, the meta universe.
How you get your money back. But in another, in the multiverse, you've won.
Okay.
What's the first thing you want to change?
Oh.
What do you need to deal with?
Let's deal with the NHL playoffs and that goal that was disallowed.
I like your, I like where you're going with your direction of thought.
You'll get a raise too.
Now I like you more. Now you're buying votes. The chip and the puck. Is that something we should think about doing?
Should we? I think so. Like, remember back in the day where that fox had the lit puck?
Oh, yeah.
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 Would to follow the puck
could, so
yeah.
Americans could follow the game that they eventually would steal from us? Yeah.
Exactly.
I remember that very fondly.
How is
Not
it that
really.
Tennis has, like, exact detail of where the ball landed on the line? But for us, it's like, you don't even know. And even the whole Situation Room is just, like, 7 floors up from Maple Leaf Square.
Yeah.
And the call didn't go to us. But.
No, the call did not.
Unless
truer words have never been spoken. See, this man,
yes,
I think would make a good mayor. What do you think is going to make a good mayor? If you don't win, what do you want to see in a mayor of this city that you love, this congested city?
Ooh, somebody that will be at the job for longer than the previous mayor.
He was there a long time.
I know, but the second, was it the 3 terms?
This is 3 terms. Yeah, third terms. Right? You just, what about?
Because we don't want to go through another election, do we? Like, how much is this costing?
A lot of money.
A lot of money. And, but.
But you'll get yours back, $200. Don't worry. We know that's your end goal. If you didn't get that money back, did you know you'd get that money back before you actually?
Not even close. But the clerk was saying, oh yeah, you get your money back. I was like, what?
Wow.
And I actually paid in cash too, $200.
Who gave you the money?
My mom.
Well, happy birthday, I guess we should say. I like that you spent your birthday. Oh, it was Mother's Day money. She gave you money for Mother's
but
Day?
But she thinks, like, what are you have all this time? What are you doing? Like, yeah, she's not. She wouldn't be
she's
voting
not
for
happy?
Me. No, she wouldn't
She's
be
not going to be voting for you.
Well, she lives in Calgary. But
oh,
yeah,
well,
she wouldn't be
voting
for
me. You guys live everywhere.
I know.
That's.
But yeah, I just want to bring up the fact that we just got to get people to go and vote. That's the most important thing.
Okay, so you might not get your money back. Well, I mean, if you become mayor, you can't take your money back. But if you're urging people to get out and vote.
Yeah. Why not? 29.7%? That's just.
It's ridiculous.
In 2010, it was 50. It was over 50%. Could you believe that?
Yeah, because everybody really liked John Tory because he was the real deal.
Yeah.
But and then he made 29%. A very, very, very big mistake.
So if it's this, 102 candidates, well, 101 and a dog.
Yeah, 101 and a dog.
How much do you need to win? Like 10%? 5%?
This is the thing. It's going to be slim. Don't look at me. You know I'm in radio too. I'm not good at math either. I'm not going to help you out here. But you could become mayor of Toronto. Rick Lee.
Well.
Mayor.
I wasn't
Mayor Lee.
Like I said, I was not invited.
I'd have to call you Your Worship.
Your Worship. I would love that.
Oh.
Oh, come on now.
All right, get out of here.
I am.
Listen, I appreciate you dropping by. I do wish you the best of luck, and I know that you did this to point out. Did you do this majorly to point out this is ridiculous? Anybody can run for mayor and it's too important of a job?
Not the ridiculousness or whatever that word is of it, but I just want to, it was too easy. And I thought, hey, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And I did it. And I was like, oh, wow, this could be like resume stuff.
That's what I was telling Dave. He should have run for mayor.
I missed out.
I said it would look good on anybody's resume, and I wondered if that's why people were doing it.
Dave, you can be my my manager. Like,
I'm not
it?
Good at that stuff.
He's
I have good ideas, but
he's
offering
a lot.
He's offering a lot, Rick.
Yeah,
it
we'll
seems
just have
like
to
it.
See if he can. He's. You know what? I think you're a born politician. Because here you are. You're kissing up.
Yes.
You are promising the world, and you're affable. You're a pleasure to be around.
And I love traffic.
And I don't know if anything you're saying is true.
No, it is
so
true.
So you are a great politician. You could be mayor of the city of Toronto, quite literally, because your name is on the ballot book.
And you can be my vice mayor. Is it the vice mayor? Is that what that is?
Assistant to the mayor.
Assistant to the mayor.
No, I think actually that was maybe problematic in the last one. I could be wrong. All right, we're going to...
Can I just ask one
yes,
quick thing?
What's your question?
Before you came in here, you were saying that the city's been great with a bunch of emails and everything, and they get on top of everything. Do you get any special perks now that you're a candidate?
Good question.
Free TTC on Queen Street.
That's
no.
it?
Yeah.
That, no. There's no streetcar. It's a shuttle bus.
That's
that
joke.
Sucks.
Yeah, no, it's like finals. I'm getting tons of emails. Like right now, I got five emails
getting?
From the city.
What are they saying?
Just certification, and if you want to get your money back. And
all right, I think we know what motivates him—the $200 that will be going back in his pocket eventually. Because it's sort of like finding $20 in your pocket, but it's $200 because you get it back.
Even
like
if
I
you,
forgot about that.
If you gave me $20,
yeah, it's not going to happen.
I would have to like register that through a website and then.
Oh,
let
really?
Them know. Yeah. Oh, it's heavy duty.
Oh, okay. Right. Actually, hang on. Let me go into my purse.
Wait,
this could be fun.
If you vote for me, look at this $50. Here. You want it?
Wow. Do I want it? That's
Am
a
I
dumb
to
question.
Do this?
No, you're not, probably. Rick Lee, program manager for 102.1 The Edge. It's been fun. You'll have to come back again
tomorrow.
No. All right. He is running for mayor of the city of Toronto.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.